Why not?
Yeah.
Beer
water. I could put that up also.
Okay. Yeah, get that up that part off for sure. Okay, we're ready? Okay. Okay, what we want to do today is finish up our discussion of Tocha de Dibur, and then maybe we'll leave it at that for today, because I have actually to run before the Chabura. We have next week also, Tuesday and Thursday, we'll try to do the Knas topic on Tuesday and Thursday. So go through the... Satisfactory? Okay. We'll try to go through the end of the Shaka Matari very quickly if we can. If not, either way, we'll try to do the sugya on Ayin Dalid, starting from Ayin Dalid Omid Beis, also just next week, Tuesday. Now, Tuesday, there'll be no Hashkafa 2 because I'm giving a shir in Manhattan, and I won't be back till about, what do we usually do at 1? Yeah, I'll probably be back around 1:20, 1:30. So the regular shir we'll have, but I'm going to be able to, maybe Thursday next week, which will be the last time. So maybe we'll switch it to that. But we'll try to do some of the Knossos issues. Again, I don't want to overburden you, but just go through the Gemara, the Shaka Vitaria, Gemara Ashitosis, the Rambam, as well as you can. And it's connected to topics that we did previously about Knoss anyway. But what I want to add a little more discussion about the Tosis Rid that we talked about in Shutav, and in connection to that, the Ksos and the Nasivos, the Bach, the Ksos and Nasivos, the Tosis Rid, about whether or not being Moda B'Knas in one Bezin and being Ko for another, whether that matters or not. I want to revisit that just a little bit, and mostly we discussed it. And I want to connect that to the issue, very famous discussion of the Ravid and the Ramban, in the third parak of Ksuvos. I think it's Yud Dalet Amud Beis and Tes Vav Amud Aleph in the Daf Yarif on Ksuvos. The question is, what will be the din of Moda B'Knas B'Zman Azeh, where there's no formal legal Bezdin, right? Will that have any impact? How is that connected to that issue? The very important discussion between the Ravid and the Ramban, very famous discussion between the Ravid and the Ramban. So I'd like to connect that, or use that in order as a vehicle to discuss a little bit more the issues of Moda B'Knas, V'Achakach Bo'edin, Mamash Mishinubayin, Bizman Azeh, and of course, again, getting back to this famous story in the Gemara about whether or not you need Edim, the Rabban Gamliel story. Simas Ein Tavi Avdo Vayasemech Simcha Gedola, right? He passed out chocolate chip cookies when he poked out Tebi's eye, and it turned out to be for naught. So I want to discuss that a little bit more as well. The Rajba there, as well as the Gra, etc. So we'll do what we can with the time that we have. For today, I just want to finish off what we were discussing last time, which was Toch Kedei Dibur, Kedibur. So basically, the last thing we discussed, will just be the entry point again, was the relationship to Kodshim. Our sugya seems to treat Kodshim and Chulin as being equivalent. When the Gemara wants to know whether or not Rabbi Yossi holds Tocha de Dibur or not, they don't have any problem bringing a raya, invoking Tmura to prove Rabbi Yossi's shita. It would appear that Tocha de Dibur is a universal rule that applies also to Kodshim. I, Avodah Zarah Megadev Kiddushin Gerushin, no I, that's on the contrary. They're the four exceptions, and there aren't any more exceptions. That would be the best way to interpret. The problem is that not all Rishonim hold that way. The Rambam in Perushim Mishnayos in Temura even mentions the four and says, yeah, there really aren't four, there are six. And Tosas also in Menachos, as we saw in Pe'alef Amud Beis, when they mention that Kodshim is not Nita on the Tocha de Dibur, they also mention the four. I obviously don't think it's a question. They think that the four are an indication that there are exceptions, and the exceptions that fit into the same pattern are going to apply as well, and obviously Kodshim does. That's the view of Tosfos and the Rambam. The question is, what will they do with our Gemara? So we already discussed this. The Shach felt this was such a strong question that he simply rejected the conclusion of Tosfos and the Rambam and accused them harshly of not remembering this Gemara. That's the Shach. He just dismisses it completely. The Mishnah Melech, on the other hand, says, no, the Rambam and the Bali Tosfos, they knew the Gemara. They just understood, based on other Gemaras, that this Gemara is not so simple, that it's a Machlokas HaSugyas. So for the Mishnah Melech, That goes across the board. He's basically arguing that anybody who paskins Tocha de Dibur Kedibur in the big Tocha de Dibur, in the Tocha de Dibur of Kedei She'elas, Talmud Rab, Shalom Alecha, Rebbe, or even Rebbe Mori, is against this Gemara. And if it's against this Gemara, then, and we paskin like it, that means we don't paskin like our Gemara. So if we don't paskin like our Gemara, and we paskin that there is the bigger Tocha de Dibur, then the only way to explain the Stira and Rabbi Yossi is to be mechalik between Kadshim and everything else. So the Mishnah Melech says, not only is it not true that the Rambam didn't understand the Sugya, the Rambam understood this Sugya and all the other Sugyas, and that's how he understood to reach the correct Psach, which he reached. So that's the view of the Shach. So that's the view of the Mishnah Melech. Sorry. The Ksos qualifies it more. That's what we were discussing last time. The Ksos says that maybe Tmura is different than other Kadshim. And the Rambam specifically speaks, in most cases at least, about Tmura in Pirsha Mishnayis, the Mishnah Torah, etc. What's the special yichlus of Tmura? So the Ksos makes a very important hara based on the Gemara Nazir. The Gemara Nazir in Testament Base links Tocha de Dibur in Nazir and in Kadshim with the question of Nish'alin al HaHekdesh and Geish Hekdesh Betos or not, Machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. The Gemara there says that according to Beis Shammai, that Yesh Hekdesh Betos Ein Chazara Tocha de Dibur. But we don't pass him like Beis Shammai, we pass him like Beis Hillel. However, says the Ksos, we do know that Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai when it comes to Tmura. In fact, Beis Shammai's limud is Sof Kadshim is the source for it. Sof Kadshim meaning Tmura is the source for Tchilas Kadshim. And that Beis Hillel reject, but Beis Hillel will accept the idea that wherever Tos is not an excuse, Tocha de Dibur is not an excuse either. And if that's the case, so when it comes to Tmura, Tmura will be different. Again, what do you do with our Gemara and Meruba? So for that, you still have to say it's Machlokas HaSugyas, but the Machlokas HaSugyas isn't about Tocha de Dibur Gadol V'Katan in general, which would make it all Kadshim, perhaps. It's specifically the Gemara Nazir against our Gemara. Is Tmura unique? Is Tmura singular? That is the view of the Ksos. And the Ksos goes on to say that if there is this link to Hekdesh Betos, or Tmura Betos, so then that also tells us something about the nature of Tocha de Dibur, namely that Tocha de Dibur is always Al-Pidin, we view Tocha de Dibur always as Tos. Even when there's Chazara, it's Betoras Tos. Even when it's Perush, it's Betoras Tos, and therefore where Tos doesn't work, then this doesn't work either. That's the Chiddush of the Ksos. I wanted to suggest something a little bit different, and that was that even if you accept the view of the Ksos, instead of saying that all Tocha de Dibur is Tos, and that that's the connection for Beis Shammai, or the rehabilitated connection in Tmura, even for Beis Hillel, that maybe the fact that Ein Nishalim and that Tos doesn't work indicates something about the process of Hakdasha, which in turn eliminates Tocha de Dibur. But it isn't itself a direct halacha of Tos. It's the halacha, that's what I was trying to explain in general, that we have to reassess certain issues. We have to reassess what the Vasachas means, or whether that's a objective temporal category with no exceptions. The only exception, or wouldn't be an exception, but the only qualification would be that certain things are not nitan leheyosos, or lachul bevasachas, in which case the Vasachas doesn't help you. But anything that is nitan, or where the Vasachas is legal and valid, if you say it's an objective temporal thing, namely there's a nanosecond, and there's a second, and there's a minute, and there's an hour, and there's also a time zone in halacha, which is called the Vasachas, which translates into Tocha de Dibur. So then there's no reason to be mechalik between different processes, except to the extent, as I say, that they're mutually exclusive on a Vasachas sense. But in terms of applying the Vasachas, there would be no reason to distinguish between process A, process B, the types of processes, etc. You wouldn't look at chronology and sequence differently in one process than in another, per se. And I think that there are people who believe that that's what Tocha de Dibur really is. However, maybe one could argue that that's not exactly so, that Tocha de Dibur is a much more subtle idea. And that is that sometimes we look at things you know, in its wider time frame, and other times we look at it, you know, in a very physical, sequential, chronological way. When we have legal acts, especially we have complex actions, it's easier to, you know, to look at it in the wider way. Instead of saying, you know, the event took place and it's over, we'll say, well, we draw a circle around this particular action because there's more than one component necessary to validate or to legalize it. Let's say, give the mashal, it's not always this way, but let's give the mashal of, it's almost always this way, of maisa and das. Right. So what I'm suggesting is, basically, that if all you need is das, or all you need is maisa, you know, then you'll have one perspective. But if you need a combination, a composite of maisa and das, so then your view of time is going to be affected by that as well. Namely, in defining bibasachas for a transaction, which is a complex or a composite kind of transaction, which is mitzaref, maisa, v'das, what you might say is time for that kind of action isn't just, you know, physically, narrowly sequential. But rather, there's like, again, this imaginary circle with a little bit of give in order to combine properly, in order to create this chalos of tziruf, of maisa, and das. If that's the case, then we can still be talking about a kind of bevasachas, but we are now qualifying what bevasachas means. That's one distinction. There may be other distinctions which will be helpful to us, as we'll soon see. And I said before, for example, the relationship between perush and chazara, even within the notion of bevasachas. Never mind that one is a notion of bevasachas, and the other is a notion of chazara. What I'm suggesting is, or even ta'os perush and chazara, might all be looked at anew in light of this question. Some things, you know, naturally are mitzuraf, and we look, say, in a circle, you know, especially if an action takes place and it needs some clarification. So the clarification, as I think Daniel called it last time, the context, right, is going to be an automatic part. It's going to be intrinsic to defining the time frame of the action too, because we just need to understand what happened here. If you were to be strict about it, objectively, say it's, you know, it's gone, you know, it's that split fleeting nanosecond or whatever the, you know, lowest category is these days. We're still in nanoseconds? Okay, good. So the point is that, you know, these actions couldn't take place because we would never have any, they would never be comprehensible. Right, as Daniel says, the context is always going to be important. We have to provide some sort of parshanut of what we've done. So by definition, the more that we're talking about bad, something that is A, built in necessary, structured and necessary, B, consistent, you know, coherent with, the more we can even look at it as time, as one period of time for this particular type of action. But if we're talking about a you know, an antagonistic, you know, kind of process to undo it, or an addition, or even hosafas tanai. So maybe that isn't bevasachas. A, it's not necessary. B, it's not only not necessary, it's, in some respect, it's contrary. Things that are dissonant or contrary maybe are not included in the single time zone. Okay, that's a whole different way of looking at halachic time or halachic time for different processes. But I really instinctively think that this is true. And I think that the Makaros point in this direction. So then, the application of Tochen Dibur to different types of transactions is going to end up being a lot more complicated of an issue. And it's going to very much depend on the nature of the transaction too. And that's going to work in two different directions. Number one, it is going to eliminate Tochen Dibur from certain transactions, because if we're dealing with not a complex but a simple transaction, or with a, as I said before, a contrary or an antagonistic add-on, so then it's very possible that we're just going to go straight with the sequential chronological time, and we're going to eliminate Tokei Dibur completely. On the other hand, if we have greater complexity or interaction or dynamic between different factors or whatever, then it's possible that we'll go even beyond Tochen Dibur, or that we will allow for multiple, I'll get to this soon, multiple Tochen Diburs. Okay, what do I mean by multiple Tochen Diburs? Can you only have one circle? Or can you have circles that connect within the circles to expand to a bigger circle? I'm not making this up. Where's my chalk? Not here? We took it away. Okay. Here we go again. In other words, you have this toque de divo, right? And it's a circle. Now what happens, and there's a beginning, and there's an end. But what happens if your toque de divo is your toque de divo? Like this.
Oh, right.
What is that?
That's the case where you have where he's addressing whether why if you have one hazama and another hazama, and then they say, well, if you have one kot, and they're each being voted in the fact that they were
kofer.
They're kofer with their edus. So the first.
This is the Shavuos Edus case. Exactly. This is Shavuos Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. You don't even need words. Just go, Shavuos Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. I'm going to draw the picture. This is it. Right? Because you have an aide here. And then you have an aide who starts here. Right? But we'll get to the details in a minute. Another question is, can you even push that so that the first guy can be chozer here? Right? Because to do that would be to say that this is a huge inflated token of people.
And
that's my case.
And Rebbe, what's the issue with maybe going token of people of the token of people chazar? Being chozer.
And what's the difference between kofar and mode? So we'll get that in just a minute, but this is obviously, I'm setting this up, to explain this. But that's exactly what we have. There we have circles that intersect with other circles. And the question is, can you keep expanding? Not only, in other words, it would be one thing to ask, can you, you know, if this circle is connected to this circle, you know, can this circle be connected to this circle? That itself would be a question. But the even more ambitious question is, can this circle be connected to this circle? Right? And according to that is about Chokos HaRishonim, which we'll see in a minute. And does it matter what you're doing from here to here? If this is a kfira, this is a hotel. Is that different than, or even in this case, if this is a kfira, and this is a kfira, this is a kfira, and the possibility here was for hotel. Does that matter? Does what you're doing matter? Do you have the ability to go from circle one to three? I mean, there could be, I guess, you know, you could just keep going in theory. No. And not to infinity, but you know, you could expand the circle considerably. And the question is that really under the rubric of Toki de Dibor or not? What about these factors? So that's why I think, and that's why I gave you to look at the Gemara in Shavuos, which we'll get back to in a couple of minutes. But my major point here is that if we are reassessing the concept of time, and what we're saying is it's more complex, it depends on the nature of the process. Halakha doesn't deny that some things, you know, some of the vasachases are within Toka de Dibur. Right? The point will be, anytime you have a simple process, a physical process, even a simple legal process, or you have an antagonistic add-on, or maybe just a neutral add-on. We'll have to figure out where to draw the line, or where to draw the circle, right? Whenever you have those issues, so then the likelihood of saying, you know, we go according to the old standard of time. You know, the universal standard of time. Time marches on, right? The fleeting hovet, which is gone. But when we're dealing with complicated or complex processes, so we know Meirosh, we can predict, we can anticipate that this isn't going to be over in the second that it's over, because there is not only Maisa, but Das. Or maybe this process isn't an independent one, but it's one which is part of a bigger, the issue of Eidos, right? Kfira, Hodok, Dartu. If an Eid comes and is made in an area where Eid Echad is insufficient, you need Shnei Eidim. So Meirosh, you know, and that's why Eidos might be even you know, more expansive and more flexible than other things. Meirosh, you know that you're going to need some circles. Because you have Sholat Sam same, and Trey Kali Loi Mishtamai. So if you're talking about an action that is done by a single individual with a single physical action, you know, so what's, why not? Why do you need Tokhade Dibor even for that? Right? But if you're talking about the Haggadah of Shnei Kite Edim, of Shnei Edim in one Kat, which is the halachic minimum, and it's two different people, so you know Meirosh that you're going to need a more expansive definition of Bevasachas, of Haggadah. And if we're talking about Shavuos Ha'edus in particular, where Kfira and Hodot, the whole purpose of Shavuos Ha'edus is to impose upon you a Shavua that you fess up, that you really know, that you admit that you know the Edus. So the possibility of Hodah is also structured in. We'd like it to be Moda. So then it's quite possible that our whole approach to time within the context of this kind of an action, any complex action, Maisa V'das, any action of involving two people, any action involving, you know, the possibility that you're going to retract even as you're denying. So we're going to have a more flexible view of Bavasa. It's not only that, you know, under such conditions, we'll say, Efshar B'Chazara. We build in a possibility of Chazara. It could be that too. That's another approach. But even the Bavasachas, what I'm trying to say here is that even the Bavasachas depends very much on the nature of the process and the factors. And if that's the case, so then the factor of Tos is just a way of measuring and gauging what kind of process we're dealing with. If Efshar B'Taus, then basically Das and Maisa have to go well together, and we're a little more flexible in how we define time. But if it's something where the physical action is self-sufficient, the Haraya, right, Ein Nishalin, in other words, the action stands on its own, so then, for the same reason that it stands on its own, Linyan Tos, it's defined also in terms of its time frame, right? In a narrower way, in a more fleeting way. Now, the truth is, if this is the case, then maybe one could also explain something else. I'm not sure. In that Gemara, Nazir, Daf Tesud Beis, is a very famous question of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Gemara there speaks about Nazir, and then it applies also to saying Harei Alai in the context of Karbanos. So Rabbi Kivegar on that Gemara asks, this is within Beis Shammai, Tamad Beis Shammai, De'ein She'elu B'Hekdesh, V'zeh Shayech Ba'Reini Nazir, Shehu Nitfas V'Kedusha, Avol Hocha Ba'omer Harei Alai Mincha, De'lo Hikdesh Adayin, V'lo Chayel Hekdesh Al Shum Davar, Rak She'kibel Alav Lahavi Mincha, Habirak Neder Bialma. So Yesh LaHatara LeBeis Shammai. Does this halacha of Beis Shammai, that ain't Tochidei Dibur, ain't Nishalim, does it apply only to where there is a Chepta Shel Kiddush already, and therefore you can't go back? You can't go back, and also you don't apply Tochidei Dibur, or will it apply in even Harei Alai? It's actually the Keren Ora in Nazir is bothered by this Rabbi Kivegar question. It says, you see, he says Rabbi Kivegar's question is right, but just his assumption is wrong. Namely, according to Beis Shammai, Ein Nishalin applies even where there's no Chefta Shel Kedusha, even where it's just a Neder B'Alma, it's still Ein Nishalin. That's the Karen Ora's conclusion. But I thought that maybe, A, in assessing this argument between Rabbi Kivegar and Karen Ora, whether Beis Shammai's halacha applies to the Neder only when there's a Chefta Shel Kedusha, is it too late to be chozer? That's an interesting issue. That's point number one. Point number two, maybe technically the halacha of Ein Nishalim wouldn't apply in that case. But if we don't need Ein Nishalim, in terms of the Tokhidei Dibur aspect at least, if the Kselos is right that the Ein Nishalim and the lack of Ta'os is directly responsible for the issue of Tokhidei Dibur, then Rabbi Kivegar's equation, right, this seems very, very convincing. Rabbi Kivegar say, well, if in Harei Alai there's no halacha of Ein Nishalin, only when you say Harei Zu, or the equivalent of Harei Zu, like a Nazir, where there's a Chefta Shel Kedusha, So then the Tokhid Ediwa part shouldn't apply either. For Phlixos, that's a very strong question, unless you say the Karen Oro, which is that you're right, but factually, you're wrong. But according to what I'm saying, which is, what we're really trying to do is characterize the nature of this process and figure out whether it is, you know, something which is decisive and physical, legal physical, but in which case it's too late, or not. So it could be that l'inyan nishalin, until you have a cheftza, there's still time. But in terms of the commitment of arei, the nature of what that is, that still might not be nitan le'tokhid edibur. At least it would be interesting that maybe we could be mechalek these two issues. The truth is that according to most understandings of the Rambam and of Tosas, which is that they don't limit their conclusion only to Tmura, right? So anyway, we've broken the equation between Taos, Beis Shammai, and Tokhid Edibur. And yet that Gemara seems to be important. So it could be that Beis Shammai will say it depends literally on Taos, and Beis Hillel, they're wrong about Taos, but they're right about Tokhid Edibur for the same reason. Namely, even though you can be Chozer B'Taos, but the definition of Tokhid Edibur B'Vasachas in Kodshim still doesn't apply because the role of Das is integrated into the Maisa, the role of the Maisa is different, however you want to explain it. So then you'd have simply a model to what I'm suggesting to answer for Rabbi Gevager, even within Beis Shammai as well. So this idea, this is another way to understand, not the way the Ksos actually explains it, but to explain the Ksos' conclusion in a different way. And similarly, that's what I was trying to say, but I'm Yerasa L'Gavol Kim Sirasa L'Hedjan in Tosas, which again, that's what Tosas says. The Ksos again was bothered and gave different answers to the question, right? Amir Asa Legavokim Sirah Salahedjot is not Nitan Latoka De Dibor, but Amir Asa Salahedjot is Nitan Latoka De Dibor. Right? So again, it's just very fascinating to look at that Gemara Baba Basra and Kufidale. And to note that, you know, there's Machlok Sarishonim, but Kinyan Sudar goes even more than Toka De Dibor, Asuka Bosa India. Other Kinyanim, according to some Rishonim, do not have Tokhid Edibur. Maybe only Kesef and Shtar, or the most majority view of Rishonim is that all Kinyanim have Tokhid Edibur. But either way, what are these three Shittos? So again, what I'm trying to suggest is that in the case of Sudar, basically, you may have greater flexibility because you don't have really a Maisa Kinyan. The Gemir's Das eclipses the Maisa Kinyan, if you want to call it that. The physical Maisa is really just about generating Das, and therefore you have a larger time frame even to muster the Das and link it up with the weakly connected Maisa. The Maisa is almost nothing there. On the other hand, pure Maisa Kinyanim, like Mashiach V'Hagva, some people will say there's no Tokhid Edibur at all, because even though it can't be connected with Zoncha, and shouldn't be Mesasek, but it's not like you had, it's not like a complex or a composite action where you have, you know, half Das, half Maisa. It's basically, you know, the symbol of what you're doing, as long as you mean it and you're not playing games and it's not Batos. So maybe that doesn't allow for Tokhid Edibur at all. Whereas Kesef and Shtar, or according to other Rishonim, all Kinyanim is complex because you are trying to integrate two different elements. The symbol, the action, with its implications and its das. And there you have the frame of Tokhid Edibur. And we're being told is that when it comes to Kodshim, that is different. Either Kodshim is different because it's like those other Kinyanim, or even if the other Kinyanim require Tokhid Edibur, what we're saying is, yeah, but here you don't need anything other than Amira, because Kodshim is there and it's, you know, it's got sovereignty over everything anyway, Hashem Aretz Imloa. So in this Kalos, all you need to do is just acknowledge it, and it reverts to what it always should have been. You know, it's gone already. No faster sequence than that. Right. Or it's a different kind of transaction. The haraya that you don't need Amira plus Mesira. Either way, those are all different approaches than Xos, who is saying, no, the only time you can ever be Chozeb Tokhni Dibor is based on Dibor Mavatal Dibor. That's only if there's Amira plus Maisa. and here not. So these, again, these different approaches, but basically what I'm suggesting is, in terms of the model, that I'm Yerasa L'Gavoa, or Ta'us, or that's how we want to explain the Kiryat Sefer as well. The Kiryat Sefer says about Machshava. Kiryat Sefer says about the Rambam, Nitenas Dovr Shenitan L'Machshava, no Toch Teidim. Again, so all of them ask against the Kiryat Sefer, the Mabit, but the Rambam himself says about Dibor. So again, if they mean it literally, Machshava, fine, that's the criterion, end of story, and they have questions, it doesn't work well for the Rambam. But I think the idea of the Mabit is not so much that all you need is Machshava, the Mechayiv is pure Machshava. The Amira is just an objectification of the Machshava. But wherever it's not a complex action. It's really just an expression of your pure Machshava. That's also not complex. Why isn't Sudar that way? Well, actually, it's interesting. In Sudar and the Gemara Bava Basra, there are three views of the Rishonim on that. Some Rishonim say Sudar is no different than any other Kenyan. All Kenyanim have Oskim Osein. Others say Sudar v'kol shekein other Kenyanim. And others say Dafka Sudar. You look at the Rambam, and Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ramban, you'll see the different shitas. In Mukhi Yosef, you'll see the different shitas there. But the point is that, again, it's not makshava per se, it's not a mystical halacha about makshava. It's what kind of process this is, and therefore what kind of notion of time we apply to it. At least that's what I think. By the way, I should note that there's two other points very quickly, just in connection with what we just said. Number one, the Ksos himself, and I'm Rasa Lagalkim, Rasa Lahedjot, makes an important distinction. Who saw the Ksos last time? Ezra, you saw it? Yeah, do you remember? In the end, he has a piece. In the end, he says, even though I'm Rasa Lagalkim, Rasa Lahedjot, the terms that's not Tokhtei Dibor, that's as far as Kachim is concerned. But it won't work for Tzedakah. Which is very interesting. Even though Amirasa L'Gavoa will work, or Tzukum, B'picha Zu Tzedaka will work, but it won't work the same way that, it won't work as far as Tochen Edibor. Why? Do you remember? Because he says like this, he says, Amirasa L'Gavoa in Kadshim is a din in Kinyanim. And therefore, the point is that, that it's a Kinyan, And it's over. And there's no Amira, so there's no Dibur Mevatel Dibur. It would have to be Dibur Mevatel Maisa. That doesn't work, says the Ksos. But in the case of Tzedakah, it's not a Kenyan. It's a Chovas Neder that is necessarily going to be enforced. So it remains Dibur. He doesn't say it this way exactly, but he says it remains Dibur. What he means is L'shitaso, it remains Dibur Mevatel Dibur. So in itself, that's an interesting idea, that he thinks that Amirasa L'Gavoa, or B'ficha Zu Tzedakah, that they work in two different ways. That one is a Chovas Neder, which reminds us of our discussion of... you mean the Balamor and Lama Bav?
Yeah.
I mean the concept of Dov Shen Rav Shuso.
I think he quotes the Gaon and say that...
Yeah, because they're also operating the B'ficha Zu Tzedakah. That's true. And it could be that it depends on that issue, because that's Dov Shalom Bali Olam, Dov Shalom Rishuso. Yeah, so that's number one. That's one good makar. And that's Sugya. Yeah, that's all part of the same discussion. You're right. And the Rebbeinu Hananel earlier, then first Rebbeinu Hananel, then the Rif, then the Baal HaMor, then the Ramban. Correct. And that's Sugya. Where else did we have it? No, it was just in my mind, so I was going to say something. 1 second. This idea of Chovas Neder. Not the Pichas of Tzedakah, but this idea that that a Chovas Neder has that kind of impact. It's also part of the Sugya of Darugar L'mam and Kamam, though. Right? Which we spoke of towards the end of the Zman. Right, when you have, you're Makabal Achrayas Chametz of Pesach. Right, whether you're violated by your Ra'ah. Are you replacing the Chametz, or you have a Chovas Neder, it's a Chovas Agabra, it's to bring something. To To what extent do we look at Harei Alai or Chovas Neder as just a Chovas Agavra, or something that translates into almost the equivalent of a Kenyan? Okay. We had it there also. Okay, anyways, the point is that's the Ksosa distinction. But it might be correct, either way, I mean the Ksosa thinks it's correct, but the Ksosa Lashitaso thinks it's correct for sure, because for him, Amir Asa Lagor Kisrasa Lahedjot's role in Tochid De Dibor is about this whole idea of Dibor Mevatel Dibor, but ain't Dibor Mevatel Maisa, that's Lashitaso. According to my explanation, which is that Amir Asa Lagor Kisrasa Lahedjot is because of a different kind of process. And this kind of prod, the fact that Amir Asa Lagavokim Srasa Lahedjot is what teaches you that we look at time in a different way. And therefore, Tochenei Dibor is affected. So then, even if you do accept the distinction, number one, you may not accept the distinction. Maybe in Kachim it's a Chobas Neder too. But Kolechad Isa Begazad Rachamana Isa. Right. But even if there is a difference, the point may be that the fact that there's an enforceable Neder in this kind of way, specifically in this category of tzedakah, etc., that may dictate that there's still no tochnei dibur, because it isn't directly its impact as a kinyan necessarily, right? It may, again, unless it remains pure as chaybus. Okay. In any case, that's an important distinction. We should also note, the second thing to note, is that there's a lot of discussion in the Achronim about truma. Both according to the Kiryat Sefer, who says that the key in Kachim is the fact that it's b'machshava, right? Truma is also niteles b'omed or b'machshava. We discussed those were here last year. We discussed this last year in Kedushin, right in the beginning of the second parak. That comes up. The Gemara discusses it with regard to shlichos, right? Does the ability to mekadesh, the ability to point to shliach in truma? Is that connected in any way to the ability to accomplish it b'machshav? Right. So too, I'm suggesting something similar about Tochen Dei Dibor, the nature of the Maisa, and so on. Again, the more it's a legal form of Maisa, that's Nitel L'Shlichos, so on. Okay. But the point is that Trumas Nitelas b'Umdina, and according to some, Tosin Psachim, Tosin Yivamis rather, it's also possible that it is that the something like Amir Asa Lagavokim Srasa Lahedjot applies as well. Tosin Yivamis Taf Tzadi Gimel Amin Aleph. So the Achronim ask, in light of Tosis in Menachos and in light of Kiryat Sefer's reading of the Rambam, what about Truma? And they point out as well that there is a Yerushalmi that seems to discuss it. Yerushalmi in Demai, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav, or Halacha Vav, seems to record a discussion on that matter, whether or not Tochid Dibor applies to Truma or not. Now, some of the Nosa Kalim on the Yerushalmi changed the Girsa from Truma to Tmura. Okay, there's a pretty big difference. So then we're back to the discussion of Kadshin. Because actually, the Yerushalmi there has a Deya that Tochid Dibor does, or Nishalim, they're connected to Nishalim, and they're connected, they have the Deya that what they call Truma, which the Girsa change says is Tmura, ain't Nishalin, but Nishalim ala Kachin. That was the appeal to change the Girsa. They say, oh, yeah, that's the old halakha, Beishama Beisila. And then you can evoke the Ksos. But if it really is talking not about Tmura, but according to the regular Girsa, Truma, that would be a very interesting issue, both from an Omeid and Machshava point of view and from an Amirasa Legaboa and a Nishalin point of view. Okay. So much for somebody's plug just went down. I'm not sure. What? Yeah. Okay. There's another perspective in how to read the Sugya, and that gets us back to the bigger question of the relationship between the two broader themes, Chazara versus Bevasachas, and that is the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua in Bava Kama, is bothered by another question. I mean, the main thing he's bothered by is this problem. How do you read the Rambam? How do you read the Gemara according to the Rambam? Yeah. But he has another Hara. He says, how come the Gemara waited to ask the question Does Rabbi Yossi believe in Tochadei Dibur? After all, earlier the Gemara thought that what are they kamiflagi, in what point? Whether Eid Zomeim, Lemafreo Nifsa, or Lemikana Labon Nifsa, but Kula Amamodu, that Tochadei Dibur, Kedibur Dami. So it's just a very good question anyway. Pnei Yeshua says, if there's evidence that Rabbi Yossi doesn't believe in Tochadei Dibur, right? Then why does that evidence only surface when the Gemara thinks that the Machlokas is about Tochadei Dibur? When the Gemara thought that Kula Alma, everybody agrees that Tochadei Dibur Kedibur Dami, and they're talking about Rabbi Yossi, why wouldn't it be even a bigger question? As if their argument about Tochadei Dibur, right, and then, all right, so you could say Rabbi Yossi is that maybe it's not on Rabbi Yossi himself, it's only been to somebody else, you know. You could say those kind of things. But if everybody agrees, Tochadei Dibur, according to the first day in the Gemara, what about the Rabbi Yossi in Temura? That's the Pnei Yeshua's question. Eish ladak dei k'manyin kushazula divrei ha'mataretz kolshkein l'may d'boi l'mim b'kar d'kulam l'savri Tochadei Dibur k'dibur dami yesh l'hakshos kein. Bo kasha, my makshim mitmura dim l'shayni kachim. This is the real question. Right, she any yachal laksar filu tochadei dibur kamo shekasav Rambam. Right, v'harbe migdolei kadmonim denaktina b'chol Torah tochadei dibur levad me avodah zara v'hekdei shemagarish chen kasav v'pir shemishnayis v'chiburo chen kasav var tenura tosis menachas. He has a whole discussion. Amir levokim shrasa lehedjet v'emes shashach hisigal Rambam avol temani. A love, this is what I mentioned yesterday. Pe kodosh, the gavaraba balashach, hech shavil rabbanan kishishoiv avos olam toim bedvar halacha chalila. And the shach said they all forgot the Gemara and Meruba. So that's insulting, you can't say that. But Nero Lindy's deity, so he comes up with the following idea. He highlights the other point that we made yesterday. That's today so far I've been focusing my full attention on the perspective of Tochadei Dibur as one time frame. Right. I've been saying that, however, that is very, very much more complicated than people think. It isn't a single objective temporal question. It very much depends on the character of the process. And that's really what I've been pushing. And just that's what I said last time. That's what I'm elaborating on today. However, we don't lose sight of the fact that there's also evidence that there are two broader perspectives in Tochadei Dibur. One is the time one, the time issue. And the second is the issue of Zchus Chazara. We'll see in a minute whether or not, you know, these are so distinctive. Again, last time I tried to portray them as being distinctive and to try to accentuate the Rishonim or the Shitas that view them, you know, quite differently. The Rashbam, let's say, who thinks that even the exceptions are only Chumras Drabanan, on the one hand, and, the view that, you know, that it's really a takana de rabbanon, you know, to encourage people to say hi to their rabbi, or so that they shouldn't lose their chazara possibility, and that the Gemara in the Darim with Korea b'chamaso is almost irredeemable if you hold that way. Two opposite perspectives, v'vasachas and chazara. What we'll see soon is that even these shitos are not so simple. But the concepts we understand are quite different. So the Pnei Yeshua comes to this idea as well, and he says the following. Banir Laniz Daiti, Liyashiva Suga Bin Acher, Debalav Hachi, Sarachlomar, Hoda Kaimlo Bialma Tokhid Dibur Kadimur, Lavar Mehektish, Megarish, Hainul Inan Yachalachsabo, Tokhid Dibur Olav. Avalinian the Farish Devarav, Al kochlo shaycha milsa klal, tochazino dafilu begerish v'kiddushin adav osa pirish l'dvarav tochidei dibur kigon mekadesh megarish al tnai. The truth is, I don't know whether mekadesh megarish al tnai is really an example of tochidei dibur. Right, if you stop and then you say the tnai b'tochidei dibur, maybe that's tochidei dibur. But if you're just being if included in your amira is, you know, also a tanai, I don't know whether that even requires Tochadei Dibur. Pnei Yeshua is assuming that it does. Pnei Yeshua here actually goes out on a big limb saying there are two dinim of tochadei dibur, and the exceptions never, never rule out the bevasachas, the perush part of tochadei dibur. Even if there was, let's say, a stop and then a start within the tochadei dibur, he's saying that would always work for a vodazara even, for a gadef even. Wow. Okay, maybe this is no such thing as perush and begadef. There's no such thing as you know, as a clarification. But at least it's Kiddushin and Geirushin. So Kiddushin and Geirushin al Tanai, I don't know whether it's such a good raya, but I think it's interesting. B'ha milsa gufa svaras hamakshe. Pirish, jilinyan ze shanu omrim. Edus shehuzu miktasa huzu makula. Kivan dehave tochnei dibur nimsa shezeha inyan eno talui b'chazara klal. This is fascinating. The Pnei Yeshua says, listen, originally the Gemara thought that the debate is about Lamafreya and Mikan Olahaba. But everybody agrees Tochadei Dibur. Why? Because they thought that there are two dinim in Tochadei Dibur. There's a din of Vasachas and there's a din of Chazara. The din of Vasachas, there's no argument about it. There's no chiluk between Kadshim, Avodah Zarah, Geirushin, Megadev, Chulin. Tochadei Dibur is about time. And in time, there are no distinctions. Exactly the opposite of what I've been saying this whole shiur until right now. But we understand it. I mean, what I'm saying is actually requires justification and clarification. What the Pnei Yeshua is saying is, if you're talking about time, time is objective. And therefore, when it comes to being mefaresh within time, at least, then there are no exceptions to the rule. And Eishavagam Mitzasa Batakula depends on a time connection between them, because once there is a time connection, everybody will agree in Eishavat Mitzasa Batakula. Kivin the Havatokan de Dibur, Nimsa Shazah, Indian Enitali Bazkazara Klal, Elan Romrim Komash Adamamatokan de Dibur, Ela Lachalik Ben Rosh Devar of Lusov Devarav, Lachalkom, Kilim Bas Diburim, El Dainin Kilo Hakol Dibur Echad. The Savra Maksha de Kula Alma Moda Baha. The Lomatsina Tanaim, in other words, de Pligi Baha. Tomatsina de Pligi, Ayamatsina de Pligi, Hainalinian Chazara Dafka. Imke Lohava Koshele Nami, Misuga de Tamura. Beishamai Beisilal, in Nazir, and Rabiosi in Tamura, they're about a totally different halacha. They're about the halacha of Chazara Tokide Dibor, not Peirosh. And the question of Chazara, Tochadei Dibur, and there there's a machlokas, whether it applies to Kachim. Oh. Vafilaman damar de Mahani. I'm sorry? Yeah. Moda be Kachim, kim de Dibur, de Kachim have a kemaisa. So there's no Chazara. Where's the transition in the Gemara? When the Gemara said that Tochadei Dibur is the argument, and that in effect, Zayda Shabbatla Mitzasa Batla Kula. So basically, for the first time, the Gemara was saying that the concept of Vasachas is subject to debate. Not the concept of Chazara alone. Aval Svara Samatari Strabana Rabiosi Pligi Betokhde Dibur. Just fascinating explanation. Haino Alkoch de Svaraso de Haba Hatalia. The man de Surele de Bealma Tokhde Dibur Lav Kedibur Linin Shiachal Achsor. Who had in the Sharmili, Kagon, Lafarish Devarav, who had in the Nidon Didan, the Lamina, the Shabbat Mitzasa, the Beis Diburim, the Velo Dibur Echad. Once you say that Chazara and Perush are one and the same, which basically means that you're denying Bavasachas, or you're saying that this is a Machokas, where there is a concept of Bavasachas, right? If there's no Chazara, then there's no Bavasachas for Perush either. Imke Mak Shashapir. So then they said, well, what are you going to do? Rabbi Yossi in Tamura is relevant to this. Because Rabbi Yossi in Tamura doesn't believe that there's Chazara. And if there's no Chazara, and you think Chazara and Perush are Hoba Hatalia, meaning there's no Bavasachas, then there's no Bavasachas. So that explains both things. Both questions. What are the two questions? How come the Gemara asked the Stira and Rabbi Yossi, only when they were arguing that there's a machlokas, and not earlier when they said kula alma moda tochadei dibur, and the machlokas is lemafreya and mikan ulaba. That's question number one. The answer now is because when they thought that everybody agrees in Tochidei Dibur of the Eidu Shabbat Mitzasa variety, they understood that there was a difference between Chazara and Bevas Achas. And therefore, they understood very well that there's no stira in Rav Yossi. Tmura is about Chazara, and Bava Kama is about Bevas Achas. The second that they acknowledged that there's a machlokas about the Eidu Shabbat Mitzasa Tochidei Dibur, so they no longer have the luxury of making this distinction between Chazara and Bevas Achas. Now they're looking at Chazara, Bevas Achas as one and the same. So then there's no reason to be distinguishing between Kadshim and Chulin. So they're saying, well, but this doesn't work out because within Rabbi Yossi itself, there's a stira. That's the answer to the Rambam Shach question. Aval olam mi devarai sheim sovrim dafka linin chazara shayich l'chalik ben kachim l'shar mili. Aval linin l'farish devar v'la shayich l'chalik. Nimsa l'fi zeh d'la shayich l'chalik ben token edibur katan v'gadol ela b'kachim. U'chidome kol heichad l'la matzu l'm heder token edibur. L'chein arminin token edibur katan hava kem afarish devar v'token edibur gadol d'ayninim b'chazara. The answer, the Gemara was, now the answer is fascinating. The answer is Tochen Edibur Katan. That's a concept of Bevas Achas that everybody agrees to. Tochen Edibur Gadol, that's about Chazara. And there we have this distinction between Kadshim and everything else. But it's not just that Rabbi Yossi believes in the little one, but he doesn't believe in the big one. It's conceptual. He believes in Bevas Achas, he doesn't believe in Chazara. Just that's kufa, the difference between the Gadol and the Katan, even though originally we thought that was two perspectives within the Gadol. And Lahalacha, it is two perspectives within the Gadol. With Lahalacha, we pass Kintokhne Dibur. We don't distinguish the amount. We go back to the idea that there are two different concepts. Lefaresh and Lachzor. Avol kol duchta dekaimo Tokhne Dibur kedibur, ein lechalik klal bein Tokhne Dibur katan the Gadol. Uvazen nesiyashev heitev, because this is the question that Bali Tosis and others ask. How come no one accepts this distinction of the maskana, the Gemara Meruba, la halacha? That Tochen Dibur Katan, yes, but Tochen Dibur Gadol, no. So the Pnei Yeshua says, because outside of Kadshim and, let's say, you know, Avodah Zarah or Kiddushin, probably, by extension, no one ever said such a thing. When it comes to Perush, when it comes to Bevas Achas, no one holds a difference. So basically what we're saying, in the end what we're saying is that Tochen Edibur has two different deeds. This is Pnei Yeshua. Now it's fascinating to also look at the Maritzkayas Alatar. So he also is trying to get out of all these issues. He quotes partially this Pnei Yeshua, but only partially. He says, yeah, there's a din of Chazara, and there's a din of Bevas Achas. He says, but it seems like the din of Chazara also determines Bevas Achas. Because what about the Gemaras and Shavuos, for example, where you can be the possibility of being Chozer is what creates Karacha. So he says, you're right. Chazara creates in its own momentum an extension of Tziruf. That's the Maritzkayas. So I'd like to say is as follows. Basically, all of our assumptions should be challenged in this sugya. Till now, we've been challenging the assumption earlier today, Bevas Achas is one concept of, one integrated concept of time. No, what I'm saying is, time is defined differently, or Bevas Achas is defined differently for different types of transactions. Complex transactions, simple transactions, chaloses, anticipated, dynamic, driven kind of transactions, and so that's one issue. And where you draw the line is going to be very fascinating. That's number one. Okay. Number two, we're also now pointing out that this distinction between Chazara and Bevas Achas, while very decisive according to some, I still think some Rishonim and people like the Pnei Yeshua, turns out it's not as much of a davar pashut as we thought. It could be that something is a schus chazara, but the schus chazara creates in its wake a wider time frame too. Once you say there is a schus chazara, that's Amar Tzchayas' idea. So in light of this, we should just revisit some of the language of the Rishonim. This is something that Yoni brought to my attention also after last year. And that is, there's a certain irony, but one at least which we should comment on, in some of the languages of the Rishonim. For example, Rabbeinu Tam here, as quoted here, as opposed to quoted in Tosfos Bava Basra. Tosfos Bava Basra, it sounds like the whole thing is about Chazara. Here it sounds like, in order to ensure Chazara, we've affected the definition of Hefsek. Right, we read the Lashonis last time. And yet, Tosfos in Bava Basra answers the Kriya Minavelis question by saying, Lo Plug. Tosfos here, Liza Betzarachiyun. They can't even say Lo Plug. If anything, I would have thought exactly the opposite. If the halacha is a din and hefsek and bavasachas, so then maybe it can apply to Kriya Babelus. If it starts and remains only a din chazara, what does it have to do with Kriya Babelus? Which is about being mitzarev for the Kriya to the Misa. It's very strange. Or the Ran. Like the Ran of the Darim says everything is about, you know, whatever, there's a requirement of very, very serious Das, so you're going to be more. You're not going to move until you're decisive. If it's less at stake, you can do the Maisa, and you still have a little leeway to finish up the Das. So what is that exactly? He's not exactly saying temporal, objective, integrated bevasachas, right? You're not saying that at all. And yet, the Ran, one of the strongest, the Ran thinks all things in Daraisa, and he has no trouble with Kriya Bavelus. But what does Kriya Bavelus have to do with more complex Das situations? So I think that the answer is, formulations aside, number one, I think about three formulations. And number two, sometimes the impact of one ends up overlapping into the other. The three formulations are, I think, that to make them clear, are as follows. One is, again, pure chazara, which basically means that we're not dealing with vasachas at all. This is sequence in time. This T1, this T2. T2, if it's within tochen edibur of T1, can allow for chazara. You have a schus chazara, kishmo keinu, but it doesn't in any way draw a circle around. The circle is not a temporal circle. It's a legal choshev mishpat circle or whatever to allow you time to retract after the fact, but acknowledge that it's after the fact. That's one decisive view of chazar. The other extreme is integrated pure temporal bevasachas, or if you want to say a qualification of that, or within the nature of a particular transaction, it's bevasachas. Then I think that there is something in between these two extremes, and that is, there's no hafsek, there is tziruf, it's not exactly chazara. There are two, in the adjacent time zone, right, because it's adjacent, it's mitzuruf. It's not considered like this, it's T1 and T2, but there's no hafsek between. The chiddush of tochen edibur is we don't consider T1 and T2 to have a hefsek. You go straight from T1 to T2, and the fact that they are contiguous, temporally contiguous, or legally contiguous, is also significant. We'll call it tsiru for lack of hefsek. Some dinim, all we need is that there shouldn't be hefsek. Now, the chazara, the pure chazara, classic chazara idea is, there's a hefsek, the alpha became. If the hefsek isn't too large, there's still in T2, which is, you know, disconnected from T1 and mufsak mi T1, you can still retract. It's a retraction period. So number one, I think what Tosfos is saying here, because Tosfos here is very strange. Tosfos talks about chazara, and then Tosfos says it's not a hafsek. I think Tosfos is in that middle category. Tosfos is saying that what they were metaken here is not one bevasachas. But it's also not just pure chazara. It's chazara because there's no hafsek. You know, it dilutes the chazara, the understanding of how chazara works. It also dilutes but it's not Vasachas either. And therefore, Tosus has a serious problem, because what are you going to say about Kriya Bavelus? As long as it isn't Vasachas, and also there's no motivation of Chazara to even get you necessarily to the point of Ein Hefsek, so it's a problem. Tosos in Baba Basra may have held that Tochnei Dibur was created because they wanted to create Iskos Chazara. But maybe like the Maritz Chayes, Tosos felt that once there is Iskos Chazara, that creates an extended Bivasachas. And as such, we don't have the reason for it, but we don't have the why anymore when it comes to the Kriya Bavelus, but we have the what. Either that, or Tosus thinks that Kriya Bavelus, it's enough that it be Mitzura, it doesn't have to be Bivasachas. After all, the idea of Kriya Bavelus is the idea of Mitoch Chamimuso, Agmas Nefesh, it's an Avelus issue. Doesn't necessarily have to be a bivasachas, or even better, a response or reaction. The Ritva in the Darim actually formulates Kriya Bavelus. It says, well, it's a vasachas, so it's like the action, it's like the Kriya continues. The Kriya continues to a second after, or the second of the Misa. I would have thought, and I think the language, I didn't check it recently, but I think the language is not only the second of, but maybe even the second after. One could say the Kriya Bavelus is like a it not only has to be bivasachas, it has to be a tkuva, a response to Avelus. That's how the Ritva understands the bivasachas in that Gemara. But as I say, the Ran, with his, even though the whole thing is daraisa, but in his explanation of why Gittin v'Kedushin Avodah Zarah and Megadeif are different, it's not purely temporal, as we explain the issues. It's, you know, in this case, you don't act unless you act decisively and you've already worked it out. It's not that you're acting and there's still a little bit of a haze, you know, to mitzari for the das and the mice. That's the run. Gittin v'Kedushin are so das-oriented that it's not mice and das, it's, you know, mice shenasa b'das, let's say. If that's the case, there's no tochnei dibur for that. Same thing as the enormity of the breach of Avodah Zarah and Megadeif. So the point is that either those are exceptions, but all other actions have a certain, you know, proximate, you know, expanded time frame, in which case Kriya Bavelus just fits in with everything else. That's probably what he means. Or Kriya Bavelus, as long as there's no hefsik, it's enough. As long as it's mitzuraf, you don't need what the Ritva says, that it's ki'ilu amaisa nimshach la'achar amisa. So just to sum up, basically what I'm suggesting is that even though the initial rationale might be different in some of the formulations of Rishon, whether it's daraisa, whether it's rabbana, whether the Chazara is the motivation, whether Basakas is the formulation, whether Ein Bo Hefsek, still the impact of Tochnei Dibur will be different depending on how you understand its result. And what is the requirement of the particular application, like Kriya Bavelus being an example of that. Having said that, let's just move to the final issue, and that is the Gemara in Shavuos, which I think we'll just highlight this again. Either the impact of possibility of Chazara on the Vasachas, or on this expanded definition of what Vasachas is, given the process in question. So basically, there are two Gemaras in Sanhedrin, I mean in Shavuos. There are two Gemaras. What are the two Gemaras? Daniel?
Yeah, first thing I discuss is how they could
call Excellent. The Mishnah first says that if there was kfiras shneihem, they're both chayv. Excellent. Kafar harishon,
and then
Kafar Sheni v'Hoda Rishon, or we don't exactly know the case, but let's say Kafar one and Hoda the other. Those are two cases in the Mishnah. Very good. So the Mishnah has that here on Lamed Aleph on the base. Exactly what you just said. Two cases. Kafru. No, a second. Kafru shneim ki echad shneim chayavim, v'zeh chazeh arishon chayiv asheni patur, kafar echad v'hoda echad, ha-kafar chayiv, and the moda is patur. So case number one and case number three. Case number one is both are kofar. There the chiddush is to tell you that even the second guy is chayiv. Remember, we're talking about shvus edus, which means the baldavar says you owe me, you know edus, which will allow me to win a case. Come to court and testify. So what happens? First guy is kofar. I don't know anything. Right? I don't know anything. I know nothing about it. Next guy comes. He says, same thing with the hand. Me too. Except that, why is the second guy chayev? After the first guy said that he knows nothing, the second guy is an edechod. An edechod should not be chayev. Shuas edus. That's the Gemara's problem. The Gemara says, "Lamed Beis Amid Aleph." Kofresh Neim Keachad Ha Ef Shol Tzamtzim. I'm Rav Chizda, Mani Rav Yosi. Haglili Damer Ef Shol Tzamtzim. Well, first day of the Gemara is according to Rav Yosi. Haglili, this only works if Ef Shol Tzamtzim. Rav Yochanan Amar Afilu Temer Rabbanan Kegon Shekofresh Neim B'Tokadei Dibur. Tokadei Dibur Kedibur Dami. But so this is very fascinating anyway. The first day in the Gemara thought Rabbi Yossi Aglili only Efshel Tzamtzim. Tokhe Nedibur will not work. He holds in general Tokhe Nedibur never works. Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So if the answer is yes, then fine. Or it doesn't work here. Because again, this would be an exception. This will be an exception based on we look at time differently when it comes to the nature of the process. Fine. How long a period is it? Let's say he says, you know, he drags it out. He sings to the Rebbe. I don't know. Right? Kedei Shelas Talmud Rav. Or Kedei Lashelas Rav Talmud. But Adam Rishvush Inonu Yodim L'cha Edus Tuva Hava. It's all over. What was the Hava Mina? Amalei, Kalecha, Viecha, the Gemara answers, Toch de Dibura Shochaveiro. Right, so getting back to our mashal from before. So the Havamina was, the guy is kofar, and the second guy has to finish his kfira within the Toch de Dibur of the first guy's conclusion. That's a pretty, pretty narrow window of opportunity. That was the Havamina of the Gemara. Even though Toch de Dibur is going to work, it's only going to be work. Kfira shemistayemes betoch kdei dibur shel siyum kfiras harishon. That's what the Gemara thought. The Gemara said, no, not true. Toch kdei dibur just means he has to begin toch kdei dibur the siyum of the first guy. It's very fascinating. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili thought you need mamish efshel tzamtzim. And then the next Havamina was, you need a kfira, betoch, kfira. Now we're being told, no. Tchilas kfira, betoch, kdei dibur, shel sof kfira. So Tosis asks, still why should the second guy be chayv? After all, the second guy can still be chozer when the first guy is already, you know, he's already written into the file in Beis Din that he's a kofar and he doesn't have the ability to be chozer. And since that's true, the second guy is not mafsid mamon, because while he still has options, he's no longer an affected aid. That's Tosa's question. Pirish rakshi atchilu toke de dibur shokaveiro ava bishlo yeh kfiros toke de dibur im tomar amai sheni chayev lema ani lo asisi klum. Shekafar Rishon Kvar, Vilo Hayachozer, if he's going to be Chozer, Tochide Diburo, his own Dibur, Gamana Yisi Chozer, B, Tochide Diburi. Whatever he does, I get the final word. So, since the book is closed on him, and I still have the final word, I should be potter. Omri, so the Ri says, Kivan shehid ze tochid de dibur shol rishon, choshev kilu shneim hiidu bevasachas betzimtzum. Very interesting language. Since he started tochid de dibur the rishon, it's as if they both were made bevasachas. Right? Betzimtzum even. Wow. That's a very strong lashon of one time frame. Tosis is mechadesh two things. Number one, the formulation here is very, very strong. It's like tzimtzum. Secondly, it's that's what I had before. The circle overlaps the second circle, right? But the second guy, he can still be chozer within his circle. If he can be chozer, then the first guy who's overlapped with him can be chozer too. And so on. I don't know if it keeps going or not, but the point is, even though A began before B, as long as B can be chozer, A can be chozer. A's time to be chozer is expanded because B began within the time period of A. Why should B's activities impact on the time frame of A? The answer is because they're one kat. The bevasachas generates more time. Circle number two generates, right, an expansion from circle number one. That is the chiddush of Tosis. Because Tosis held that way, that's why in the next daf, when we get to the second halacha, and the Gemara there seems to have the same shock of Atari. Hashem b'zeach azed, chavayu kakofri, amr sarishon chayev, asheni patur. If it's b'zeach azed, the first guy's kofer, then the second guy, 10 minutes later, the second guy's kofer. Second guy's patur. Because he didn't start tochid edibur the first guy, and therefore it's only edachad, and edachad is patur. So the Gemara says, if the second kofer is patur, then if one guy is kofer and the other guy is modeh, he's certainly going to be potter. Why would he be chayev? The moda is never going to be chayev. Hashda b'zeach arzeh travayu kakofri amas harishon chayev asheni potter kofri echad v'hod echad mibay. So Gemara says, l'tzricha kagon shakofri shneyem. No. Originally they were both kofir. The chazar echad mehen v'hod atochidei dibur. But one of them was chozer. We're being told is that even though had they just left it at two kfiros, they would have both been chayev. Since one of them is Chozer Modeh, the one who's Chozer Modeh is off the hook. Right? I v'kamashma talking to Dibur, k'dibur dami. So the Gemara says, well, we know that already. That's in the previous Amud. Tishlam Rav Chizan Abukil Olahu Kerab Yosei Aglili Reisha Efshel Tzamtzem Seifa Itzur Chashmin and talking to Dibur, k'dibur dami. That already is fascinating anyway. How does the Reisha teach you that Efshel Tzamtzem, If you also really hold the Tochid Edibur, is actually Kedibur Dami? Strange Gemara. Okay, but the Gemara says at least fine. Ela Rabbi Yochanan Reisha Tochid Edibur Seifa Tochid Edibur Tarti Lamali. So the Gemara has another fascinating Avamina. You have to collect these, right? Ma'u Desema Hani Mili Kfira Ukfira. When do we say Tochid Edibur? To link together two Kfiras, Aval Kfira V'Hoda Eimalo. Kamashmon, why is this a kfira v'hoda? What happened here? Again, you have the kfira right here. And the first circle is a kfira. Then the second guy started within the first circle. He did a kfira. Right? And then, either he, I don't think it matters necessarily. What let's say he is modeh. After he was kofer. So I would have thought that these two, we say Tochid Edibur, right? But this, and certainly this and this, we don't say Tochid Edibur, Kamash Malon. What's the difference? If Tochid Edibur is pure timing, sorry, it's an objective, temporal, integrated unit, It's like the equivalent of Yossi Aglili's Efshel Tzamtzeim. What difference does it make whether it's Kfir or it's Hodah? And what we say, because they contradict each other and you can't have them both, okay, fine. But in this case, they're not, I mean, they are mutually exclusive, but the point is that one knocks out the other. I was Kofar and now I'm Modah. The important thing is I'm Modah. So the Havamina, that we should be Bechalek, Tokhde Dibur, Tivitzarif, Tu Edim, Le'inyan Chiv Shuas Eidos, Bekfira, Bekfira, yes. Hodah, to be Mitzarif them, to be Poter, no. So I think this confirms the idea, as also we thought, what would they say before? Kfiro, we'll get that in a second. Okay, yeah, we'll get that in a second. Okay. So I think this confirms the idea that I've been trying to push, which is that depending on the nature of the process and whether or not what we're dealing with is Perush, or it's an antagonistic, or it's a neutral addition, these factors, in theory, can play a role in defining Tokadei Dibur. So the halacha, we don't make the distinction between kfir and kfir and kfir of hodah. Maybe because the whole thing is wrong. Or maybe because, even though the concept is right, but the dissonance, I mean, obviously, kofar b'modah, or you can't, incha, dissonance, got all these, but what I mean is, yeah, but it's, what we're really interested in is the Haggadah Seidus, whatever it'll be. So we do view it as vasachas. But the halamid is very fascinating. Either way, what's interesting is that Tosas on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, here in Shuas, asks a question. Avok kfir v'hodoi malo, ksas teima l'rav Rabbi Yaakov d'or Leon. The kfir v'hodoi shamina nami mereisha. The tama kishakafar tochede dibur av sheni chayiv mishum derisha nami yachal achsar adayin l'hodos. The lav yachal achsar l'hodos sheni amai chayiv. Tosas here is working off of Tosas on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Tosa says, listen, implicitly we already know that the first guy can be Chozer Modeh, even Tochidei Dibur, of the second guy's Kfira. Meaning, as long as the second guy can be Chozer Modeh, the first guy can be Chozer Modeh. How do we know that? Because otherwise, we'd be back to the question that we asked on Amud Aleph, which was, when the Kofar, why is the second guy not Eid Echad and being Potter? After all, he could be Modeh, and after the other guy can no longer retract his Kfira. So how do we get out of that problem? By saying that, right, all these circles generate each other, by saying that the first guy, since he's talking to the second guy, has the same amount of time as the second guy to be Chozer. There's never a point where guy number two is in the driver's seat, more than guy number one. And that's why we could draw a big circle around everything and say, kafar v'kafar, shneim chayav. But Tosa says, if that's true, then we know what the Gemara thought it had to add a chiddush. So chiddush. If you couldn't be Chozer Modeh, and if he couldn't be Chozer Modeh, then Lamed Beis Amud Aleph wouldn't be true. And Tosa doesn't answer the question. So the Ramban on Lamed Beis, on the Beis in Shavuos, comes along and basically says two things. Says maybe this whole ambition of Tosis is wrong. Just read it to you quickly, and this will conclude. Yeah. Kim Chakafar Shneim Akidim Echad Mem Behoda V'Tokhidei Dibur Yesh Mefarshim Behoda Sheni Tokhidei Dibur Likfirasa. But the case is not that the first guy is Modeh, because he can't do that. It's too far away. It's past Tokhidei Dibur of his Kfira. His Kfira was in the first circle, right? Which the Tziruf was to the Kfira of the Sheni overlapping, that little piece of the pie was the overlap. But once that little overlap is gone, the first guy can no longer be Modeh. So it's got to be that the case is one where the second guy, in his expanded circle that goes beyond the overlap with the first guy, he still has a little time, and he could be Modeh, he's Modeh. In other words, he's kofar over here,
right? Again, this is the first spell over here. This is the opportunity that he has to be kozer, but it started within the beginning of his. But anything beyond this circle here, this whole part, within here, he can no longer be moda. But he, who is kofar here, still can be moda in this little piece over here. Right? So that's what the Ramban says, that's the pshat of the Gemara. Because the Gemara doesn't say which one is moda. We're talking about the second guy is moda. If even though he was kofar, since he's moda, here, this little space, he's off the hook. Because one would have thought, imagine that. One would have thought that once he's kofar, in other words, one would have thought to be mitzarif these guys who have kfiras, have stochad edibla. Right? What he does here, as long as he started here, is one, because it's kfira and kfira. But within this one circle, if there's kfira, it's an imaginary line. Kfira here, or b'nai here, tochad edibla won't work. That was, according to the Ramban, that was the Havan. But what's then apparent is what Tosa says is wrong, according to this. He cannot be Modeh here. He can only be Modeh here. But if that's the case, so number one, we have restricted Tokadei Dibor significantly, according to this day in Ramban versus Tosa. It's not true that you get to draw a big line over this whole thing for him. Not true. Tokhede Dibor can never expand.
Somebody else's connection to your Tokhede Dibor can never expand your Tokhede Dibor. Or your time, your Bevas Akas. It has to be within your own Maisa, within your own Dibor. That's a major debate. Right? Moreover, according to the Ramban, maybe this is Lishitaso. He's in this first view is a limitation on I shouldn't do that, right? Sorry about that. I guess that's the real reason that they make it to the top. What? I can pace in the middle. Okay. Tokhdei Dibor, I mean there are two points that are related here. According to the Ramban, the Havamina of the Gemara on Lamed Beis Lamed Beis was that in Tokhdei Dibor, within one circle of Tokhdei Dibor, right, you cannot have Hoda Achar Kfira. You can only have, even for one person, it's easier to have connection between Kfira Sarishon and Kfira Sasheni than it is to have within one individual Kfira V'Achar Kach Hoda. That was the Havamina of the Gemara according to the Ramban. That's in general a Mitzumtzam view of Tokhdei Dibor. And that's it's certainly the idea that the circle that connects us is going to expand my own circle beyond my personal Tokhdei Dibor. That's certainly we're not going to say. So basically it's the idea antagonism, an antagonistic action is not Tokhdei Dibor, or Tokhdei Dibor doesn't work. Moreover, Tokhdei Dibor can never expand beyond your own Shalom Alecha Rebbe Mor action. And Tosas argues on both points. Tosas says, no. Once you've expanded and overlapped, it keeps going. As long as it goes for the second guy, it goes for the first guy. It draws a huge circle around everything. A. B, according to Tosas, there's no Havamina. The Havamina in the Gemara was not that one person cannot have Kfira and Hoda in the same circle. It's that this Chiddush, namely, that the first guy could be Modeh within the Tokhdei Dibor of the second guy, just because he was linked to him in a Tokhdei Dibor of the Kfira, that's what we thought could not be done. In other words, again, if you have a single circle, and you draw a broken line within the circle, here there's Kfira, and the second half is Hoda. There was no Halamina that didn't work. That the second guy could be Moda within his own Tokhdei Dibor, that's a Dor Basha. That's not what the Gemara was saying. What the Gemara was challenging was,
Can you go beyond Toch Kedei Dibur Shel Rishon for the Rishon's own Hodah? Is it true what Tosa says, which is, Ein L'Sheni Shos Yoser Lachzor Mil Rishon, even though the Sheni began earlier? That's what the Gemara thought was wrong. And that's why Tosa is saying, they may have thought that that was wrong, but it doesn't make any sense because it's already implicit in Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph. But the Ramban is saying, no, that's not it at all. There's a huge and important debate, double debate here. Yesh parshim b'hodah sheni token de dibur l'kvira so, o shekofer shneim ki echad, v'kidim arishon b'chodah, shneim ki echad, v'kidim arishon b'chodah v'hodah tok kedei dibur shelo, v'kashol im kei lamel l'misnei klal, haktani resha, kofer shneim ki echad shneim chayavim. Isn't that already implicit in the first? V'ukimna kagon shekofer hasheni, tok kedei dibur shel rishon, v'amai chayav hasheni, now he's asking Tosas this question. If I'm going to read the Gemara differently, so how do you explain Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph? Why shouldn't the second guy be able to say, I'm never going to be chayav? After all, the first guy is already, the book is closed on him, and Ein Echad is potter. Therefore, kafarti kfiras tvarim. It's not kfiras mamon. Hareza eid echad shenishba shupator. Elol karchach yachal lachzor lahodos. The kibin shekain mireish nami shaminan kfira b'hoda. The tarti lamali. He's back with Tosas. He's giving this other pshat, but he's asking Tosas' question. Lefikach pirshu acherim dahakim b'mayaskina. Kegon shekafar harishon, the tov kedei dibur kafar hasheni, v'achakach hoda harishon, the tov kedei diburo shel sheni. I was explaining like Tosas. The kamashulun tvei tuba, what's the chiddush from amud beis to amud aleph? There still is a little chiddush for Tosas. The kfira v'hoda, the shnei edim, chadamil sahi. The chiddush is that you can go so far. All we really know from what's that? In the Reisha, lo shemina betray gavri el kfiro kfira. In the Reisha, in the end, it wasn't the hodah. What we're saying is that the tokhid dibor of kfiro kfira is considered the basachas. In the seifa, we're saying more than that. Rabbeinu Agadu Abitzah Kosev Kosev Loshon Hazeh. Kagon Shekofer Shneim V'Kidim Echad Mem V'Hoda Tov Kedei Dibur Shel Chavero V'Hoda Rabbi Shimon Ma Tam V'Nei Sheni Yechol Ma'aser L'Hodos Ach Kedei Dibur Hi Ava Kedei Dibur Yechol Ma'aser L'Hodos Ad Kan V'Zeh Siyu Al Perish Achron Shekasav V'Yesh Al Farish Kedosh Al Rishon V'Reish Al Tani V'Vas Ach Shneim Chayavim. What do you do if you hold the first Pshah? V'Lav Mipnei Shel Rishon Yechol Ma'aser L'Hodos Ela V'Nei Shei Dusan Kedos Achas The Psicha Sadusayu Mahadi Hadadi. Let's say you take the first Pshah. So what are you going to explain? So the Ramban says, maybe the whole question of Tosas on Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph isn't a problem. In Achanami, at there's a certain point, beyond the overlap in the circle, where the guy says, sorry, the book is now closed on the first guy, I could still be Chozer, it's Kfiras Dvarim B'Alma. Right? Ramban says, but the fact is that you did begin your edus toch kedei dibura of the first guy, right? So sof, it's bevas achas. Even though lemaisa, there's a point in that bevas achas where he can be chozer and the other guy cannot. That's the first day in the Ramban, against Tosas. It doesn't matter. I think that there are two elements in this machlokas. One is about toch kedei dibur. Again, the Chiddush of Tosas is that you can even expand Toch Kedei Dibur beyond, and I think it really shows how the dynamic, the process, makes a huge difference. That's A. B, basically, maybe Tosas doesn't, I'm not sure about this, maybe Tosas doesn't require a literal Bevas Achas and Eidus. You need Kata Achas. You need Tziruf. And for Tziruf purposes, these overlapping circles are fine.
But one thing is for sure, and that is that Tosas will not abide the idea that there's any point within the Haggadah where there's not a full Hefzed Mamon. In other words, where it becomes, at some point, you may have begun as part of Shnei Edim, but at this point you're in Ein Echad. Tosas won't abide. The first day of the Ramban may be saying, arguing on these points. Number one, he has a, because he's operating maybe with a Bavasakas kind of an idea, he doesn't think you can expand it infinitely. I don't mean just infinitely. You can't expand my Bavasakas because of someone else's overlap. It's defined by my action. But because of that, the Ramban says, if we really view this not just as tziruf between two individual edim, but we view it because of the overlap as one agada, so then we don't look within that one agada, oh, there's a point within the agada where he's only an eid echad. Because it's not two eid echads who are mitzurafim. Basically, we're looking at it as one agadas edus within the time frame that makes it one Haggadah Seidus. So the Ramban says, basically, in this one Haggadah Seidus, Shneim Kofrim, when as a kat they could make a difference, and as a kat they choose not to. But I think there's one other point in the Ramban, and this is the Ramban, I believe, Lishitasa. I'm not sure if you need to say it, but maybe... And if you do say it, maybe it moderates the first point a little bit. And that is as follows. We had this several times this year. We had it in Davar Gar L'Mamon, Gorim L'Gorim, the Ramban and Kutrasin and the Garmi, those remember? And we had it in Harsha. The idea, there's a huge machlokas we've shown about Shavuos Eidus, and this will conclude. In Shavuos Eidus, the Mechayev is the Hefzed Mamon, of course, Ayidei Kvisha Sa'edus, and Shavuos Sheker. Or the Mechayev is the very Kvishas Ha'edus or Shuas Sheker, even though it's got to be one which, generally speaking, is Maximum. In other words, will there ever be Shuas Ha'edus when, in fact, concretely, there's no Hefzimah? So the Rajba in a few places, again, Krovim bin Shoseim, in Shuas Aflamet Gimel, in Harsha'a, in Davar Gor and Lamamon, right? The Rajba's of the opinion that Shavuos Eidus requires real Hefzed Mamon. All the way. It's not just the shiur and the kind of sheker or the kind of Kvishas Eidus it is. It's not just the category. That is the Mechayev of Shavuos Eidus. The Ramban, in a few places, disagrees. The Ramban thinks, if it's Eidus, you know, she b'yicholto l'chayev or l'hafzed mamon, even if technical reasons, right now, there's no issue of Hefzed Mamon, that too is Shavuos Eidus. The main Mechayev is the Kvishas Eidus and the Chiyuv Sheker, as long as it's that kind of an Eidus. So I think if that's the case, this works nicely with the Ramban's Perush Aleph here as well. The Ramban says, listen, it's true that at a certain point where the second guy could be Chozer, and it wouldn't make a difference because the first guy is already out of the picture, given his view that Tochet Edibur doesn't expand to the next point. And he can't be Moda, the first guy, anymore. However, number one, what I'm saying is, it's one Haggadas Eidus, Psichale, I'm going to see the language again. The Lam of the Sharishan Yachalas, the Lahodas, the Lam of Neshe, do some Kiedas Achas, the Psichasadusayu Bahadi Adadi. In the end of the day, they still were made Bavas Achas. And I'm just adding, and even though, on some level, the second aid could have the taina. I'm not being, at this point, while I'm still being made, I'm no longer being mafsid, because even being moda wouldn't help you now. Nonetheless, if the mechayev is hagadab or shvua, or kvishas edus, shel hefsid mamon, even if it isn't actually mafsid mamon, that still constitutes shvuas edus. Okay, so to conclude, this whole sugya in Shavuos, Lamed Beis, Lamed Aleph, and Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, on the Machlokas, Tosas, and Ramban, which is a dual or a triple Machlokas. A, what, number one, the Halam means the Gemara to Mechalek, Gemara's first idea that you need Simtzum and Eidus, second idea that you need Tochet Edibur within the ending of the Kfiros, in order to be mitzaref. And then, even once the Gemara agrees that you can be matchil within the Tokeh Dibra, the siyum of the first guy, then in the Amud Beis, the Gemara has a havamina to mechalik to kfira kfira and kfira behodah. Then we have a debate what that havamina on Amud Beis was. One view of the Ramban is, even within his own Tokeh Dibra, one would have thought that he can't be moda after he's kofir. That's a huge chiddush, which Bali Tosas and the second day of the Ramban don't agree to. Right? On the other hand, you have a bigger argument, and that is, depending on how you understand that, and that is, maybe the Havamina was that there's circles within circles as long as it's Kfira Kfira, and it's just a potential, but when it's Hoda, after your Tochide Dibur, but within his Tochide Dibur, the Gemara thought you can't do that. And there's a huge Machlokas over Shonim, whether you can do that or not, that's the two Deos, and if you can't do it, is it enough that they were made kiachas because that vasachas idea is so strong that it doesn't matter that you could be chozer as long as you're not chozer? And that's a shvuas edus issue as well as a vasachas issue. Okay, next time we'll finish just a little bit more of the Shakuntari of the Gemara, and then we'll move on to Moda B'Knas. Again, 1:30, or one, but make it 1:30 just to be safe on Tuesday. And there are more cookies. We waited 3 years. You have to eat them now. No, you don't have to. I'm just joking.